Hello and welcome to Riley on Film. I'm your host, Damian Riley. I've written two books so far and currently I'm on my third. I'm not in film or on film, yet one day, who knows, lightning could strike. I am a bipolar professional here putting up my thoughts about human life. I hope you enjoy your time here. Namaste and God bless you. Guys, I have been watching some fucking tripped out horror movies from the 60s, and I've been so engrossed in them that I have not stopped to talk to you about them, and I am just completely blown away by the last two films that I have seen. Now, I'm not saying that they're Oscar award winning or anything like that, but dear God, these two movies, one of them is called Monstrosity. Have you heard of Monstrosity? The other one's called The Creeping Flesh. Have you heard of The Creeping Flesh? I'm going to hold off on The Creeping Flesh. We'll get to it another day, but that one is insane. You have to watch it. If you want to watch it, get a jump on me talking about it, then search for it on Fire Stick and it comes right up. But Monstrosity, oh my God. Here, I'm just going to play it while I'm talking about it because it'll give me ideas. I'm going to tell you something. This is probably the most messed up horror movie I have seen thus far. And I have seen, probably multiple thousands of horror movies. And some of them are more disturbing than others. This one, yeah, I would say it's disturbing, but even beyond that, it's just freaking twisted. The writers do not care about any kind of, you know, chivalry or saving people or anything like that. It's just, it will rip you apart. And so I like movies like that. So if you want to do that, it's called Monstrosity. Let's see what I watched it on here. I'm watching it again right now as I talk. It looks like Prime. Yeah, so it's on Prime. If you have Amazon Prime, most people do. A lot of people don't even know that they have Amazon Prime movies, but it comes with Prime. If you get things, you know, delivered in boxes and that, then you have this too. You just get a Fire Stick, or you could watch it on your laptop also. Just log into Amazon Prime. Prime Video is what they call it, actually. And watch this movie. Oh, this is the kind of movie that I do this for. This is the reason that I pour through so many dumb movies to find a gem like this. I have to like think for a minute like what I should, you know, I don't want to spoil anything, but by the same token, a lot of people that listen to this are not even going to watch it. So, you know, people that just kind of check in on me and know me, but they're not really into horror movies, they're not probably not going to watch it. So I want to, like, just yuck it up with them and tell you guys what it's about. Oh, my God. Well, it's the same old story of, there might be spoilers, but who cares, right? You know, it's the basic switching brains. And we saw this in, you know, Get Out, you know, in the recent Get Out film. That's actually a spoiler for that film, but who has not seen Get Out at this point? But yeah, it's just the whole brain switching, and you've got a mad scientist who works for a rich woman who wants to be young forever. And, you know, all of it is pretty much covered territory, but it's just the complete, like, you take the stepsisters in Cinderella, like the way they treat Cinderella, that's pretty bad. But they're not trying to fatten her up and then take her brain out, you know? And that's what they're doing with these two women. They're beautiful. I mean, good Lord, the legs on these women. Oh, I don't know. Those are the kind of movies that I really like. Now, I just heard bunch of doors slamming, people probably checked out. But I gotta be real with you. You know, I like leg here and there in my horror. And there is a lot, very leggy. This is a very leggy film. It's really, I don't know. I don't want to say low budget because they have some incredible machines and stuff like that that they, sets that they made or they shot on location somewhere. But it is really just people getting together with a camera. I love this movie. This is going to be one of my new favorites. Just kind of like, you know, they don't bother with like, what, you know, what kind of saw would you need to take somebody's brain out? They just show them in the next scene that they've got a cat's brain. And they're meowing because they got a cat's brain. You know, and just old cars. It's just great. It just takes you back to the 60s. Really does. And you're off the beaten path in this place where nobody can find you. And there's these, you know, two young, actually three young women that are beautiful. And they're in their, you know, early 20s. And they're just like, you know, thinking that they're going to get a modeling job or a movie job, but really this like Betty Davis like old woman, like 10 times more creepy than Betty Davis, is trying to find a beautiful body so they could transplant her brain into that body. So it is like Get Out, but this came out way before Get Out. So let me just say that right up front. I have nothing against Get Out. I just think it got a lot of praise for being so original and everything, Jordan Peele and this and that, blah, blah, blah. Well, hey, if I say anything against it, I'm racist, so I'm not going to say anything against it, but I don't think it's very original. When I look at this is original for its time, and they put a lot of energy into this. There's funny music, there's ridiculous music, there's like Disney-type music, and, you know, it's like Frankenstein, kind of. Frankenstein with hot women. You know, but you just like, you cringe at the dialogue and the things that they say. So, if you want to see something like really out there and very leggy, then definitely you need to check out this movie, Monstrosity. What a film. So, next time I'll talk to you about the other one, The Creeping Flesh. Oh, I don't even have the energy to get into that one right now because, like, both of them are just so amazingly good, like, in my twisted way. So, yeah, check this one out and make some comments for me out there. I appreciate it. Bye-bye. Hello there, and thanks for listening to Riley on Film. I'm your host, Damian Riley, finding his way between bipolar and this crazy messed up world that thinks Trumpism is religion. But thanks for listening, and I hope you'll come back, and I accept all people, love all people, and I will see you next time.